starring Alan Young and Leon Ames in The Witness. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
In the normal course of most any day, every one of us is a witness to matters of life and death. The way we involve ourselves in these vital matters makes our own lives worthwhile or meaningless. When a young person is of an age to make the transition from childhood to adulthood and loses the only parent he's ever known, the ensuing days are apt to plunge him into strange and unusual behavior. The results can often be very tragic. Paul Garrett was such a boy. His mother has just died.
There you are, Paul. This is your room. Oh,
thank you, Aunt Edna.
The supper will be ready soon. Come down whenever you like.
Oh, I think I'll stay up here.
All right, Paul. Remember, dear, anything Uncle Reg or I can do for you, you only have to ask.
Well, young man, finished your supper?
Yes, thank you, Uncle Reg.
Well, now, Paul, what would you like old Uncle Reg to do? Get seats to a ball game? Theater? Races?
Well, I'm tired, Uncle Reg.
Well, good night, Paul. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Thank you. I'll take those then. I'll wrap them for you.
Edna, you buying birthday presents?
Oh, hello, Gay. No, I was looking for some skate shoes for my nephew, Paul.
Oh, he's still with you then?
Oh, yes. He'll be living with us. We're his only relative.
My, it was a tragic thing.
His mother meant everything to that boy. Reg and I can't seem to find a way to break the moodiness.
That'll be 728 out of 20. Thank you.
What about his old friends? Boys his own age.
That's part of the difficulty. They lived only 30 miles away, but it's quite a long drive. We're doing our best, but there's no denying Paul is a problem.
Boy, what do you think of that? Did you ever see anything go faster around the turn?
Can we go now, Uncle Reg?
Hey, go home? We... What's wrong, Paul? You hardly said a word all day.
Well, if you've seen all you want to see, can we go back to your house?
Well, sure, we can go, but I brought you to the races to get you out of the house. Paul, you're too shut up inside.
Well, if we're staying, can I have something to eat?
I'll take Paul's supper up, Reg. Then we can have ours.
Well, Edna, you mean he's not coming down to eat?
No. He seems upset again.
Again? He's upset all the time. He's becoming a sullen, sloven little brute. The way he acted today at the races, I could have...
I know, Reg. What are we going to do? If his mother could see his room... Oh, well, I'll take this up. Paul? Paul? Didn't you hear me now?
Well, the hi-fi's on. You forgot my milk.
Paul...
Well, Aunt Edna, didn't you tell me to ask for what I wanted?
Yes, Paul.
I could have waited and yelled for it when you got downstairs.
What's the trouble?
Nothing, Reg. I forgot Paul's milk.
Well, can he get it for himself?
Because I'm not allowed in the refrigerator.
I didn't ask you. Now listen to me. Your Aunt Edna is not to run up and down these stairs like a hired girl. Come on down and get your own milk.
Oh, no, leave it to me, Reg.
All this arguing makes me sick.
Edna, come on down here.
Now, Edna, we can't have this boy turning into a savage.
Oh, Reg. Why does he act so strange?
Well, this house isn't fit to live in anymore. Oh, now, Edna. Don't worry. I'll think of something.
doing in my bedroom, Paul?
Nothing.
Why, you must have gone in for something.
Well, leave me alone.
Paul, my purse. You haven't been taking money.
Of course I haven't. You left it on the floor. I saw it and came in to pick it up.
Paul, that's not true. Now tell me the truth.
All right. I hate living here. I hate this house. I hate you and Uncle Reg. And I hate being alive. Now that's the truth. Just leave me alone.
A rose?
I picked it for you.
But... Oh, thank you, Paul. I wish I understood. I wish I understood more and could help. Thank you, Paul. Everything will come right. I'm sure it will. We've had good news. Our son Don was due home next week from France, and we've just heard he'll be here a week early.
Oh, how wonderful for you, Edna.
He's due in tomorrow evening, and we're so hoping he'll be able to help with Paul.
Is that boy still being difficult?
Oh, Reg and I are really out of our depth, Gay. But with Don here, maybe Paul will get out more. You know, Don will understand him better than Reg.
Yes, how old is Don now?
He'll be 24 in June. Thank heaven he's coming soon.
Paul? Paul? Paul, I'm Don, your cousin. You don't mind if I turn that thing down, do you? Well, Paul, you've changed a lot in 3 years.
Hi.
I thought I'd come up here before you go to bed. Mind if I sit down?
No.
Here, I'll shove this stuff on the floor and clear a chair. Don't you think you could do with a window open?
No, I don't care.
Well, you open that one while I get these pop bottles cleared up. I'll take them down with me when I go.
It's a mess, I suppose.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Maybe I can help you clean it up in the morning, okay?
Yeah, sure. Are you home for long, Don?
Well, you never know with a foreign service, but I hope to be in Washington for a while. Time enough for us to get reacquainted.
Mm.
Paul, I'm sorry about your mother. I know how tough it is for you, and it always takes time to adjust to a new life.
Yeah.
Tell you what, how would you like to go for a drive?
Was that your car I heard coming in?
Yeah, you'll go for it, Paul. It's a bright red sports car, and I brought it over from France. Would you like a ride?
Well, sure.
All right. Let's dump all these dirty clothes, Paul, and we'll clear out these comic books and magazines. We'll take off, okay?
Okay.
You, want to keep any of this junk?
Not really.
Well, let's throw it all out, then. I seem to remember you used to read just about any book you could lay your hands on.
I used to.
You made a lot of straight A's a lot of times, huh? Still doing that?
Well, not this year.
Ah, there. Let's carry this stuff downstairs, wash our hands, and have a drive we've earned, Paul, my boy. You like the car?
Yeah, great. Say, Don, could I go home?
Go home?
I mean, to my house. I haven't been there since...
Oh, sure, Paul. I'll drive you there. Good idea. Get some of your things. How do we go? The highway's different since I was here last.
Well, take the freeway, and when you get to the Spring Street off-ramp...
Oh, now I remember, sure. Will the house be open?
Well, I still have my key.
Paul, let's go in.
Don?
Yeah?
Well, do you mind waiting while I go in? I think I'd like to go alone.
Sure. Call me if you need help in carrying anything.
Oh, thanks, Don.
It's all over. Now we can talk about it, huh? In a minute, we'll go down and see if there's any coffee in the kitchen. I could use some. But tell me something first. Was this trip to the house all planned? Did you get me to bring you here so you could break up the place?
Oh, no. I swear I didn't. Why did I do it, Don? I don't understand.
Well, I'd say when you got in this house, you suddenly felt as if you were a prisoner, Paul. I'm not criticizing your mother. She was a brave, fine person, and you loved her, and you always will love her. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
But she did a lot for you when you were smaller, all the more because your father was dead and you were her only child.
Yeah.
Well, that was fine as long as you were a child, but you began growing away from her, which all kids do at your age. Only it's a bit tougher when it's been such a close relationship. Does this make sense?
Well, maybe. It's beginning to make sense.
Uh-huh. In time, the break in the relationship would have come about naturally. But quite suddenly, she died.
You mean all this wasn't wrong? I'm not crazy, or...
Oh, Paul, of course you're not crazy. It was something you needed to do to find your freedom.
Well, Don, I think I'm beginning to come to life. I've been numb ever since my mother died. I said it. I said, Mother died. Until now, I didn't really believe it.
Let's go home, Paul. We'll pick up the pieces later.
You have been listening to The Witness. And here again is your host, Robert Young. Escape from youth is possible only when the work of youth is done. Transition from childhood to adulthood must be accomplished with parents' help. How do we as parents abdicate responsibility and authority at the proper time and let our children take over their own living? How do we know when it's time for a child to become himself and cease to be known as the child of his parent? If parents avoid this transition, how does a child know who he is? I'd like to thank Alan Young, Leon Ames, Tim Matheson, Virginia Gregg, Janet Waldo, and Parley Bear for sharing their talents with us, and thanks to each one of you for being with us. Transcribed in Hollywood, The Witness is produced by Marjorie Hunt Pearson, directed by Thomas Freeburn Smith, and written by Lawrence White. This is Art Gilmore speaking for the Episcopal Church, which presents The Witness. We hope you'll join us again soon for the next Witness.